When you go to the circus and you're watching the guy walk on the high wire that's like 60 feet in the air, down below him, you'll probably see a big net. So in case something unexpected happens and he falls, he might be a little embarrassed, but at least he won't be dead. Well, today I'm going to tell you how to create a safety net for your computer.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Well, what do you know? Here we are doing the first Computer Tutor podcast of the year 2014. My name is Scott Johnson, and in this podcast, I try to show you new things you can do with your computer, and sometimes I want to show you how to use it more safely. That's what today is about. I do computer repair here in Florida, and by remote access, I work with clients all over the country, and I've been doing this since 1999. So if I can help you with your computer, give me a call, 727-254-9078, or you can email me at pctutor@gmail.com. Today's computer tip can be seen at my website, and that's at computertutorflorida.com/073. So let's get started. Sometimes I do risky things with my computer. Now, usually it's a pretty calculated risk. The most common thing is installing some software program for the first time. If I'm going to review some program on my blog or here on my podcast, obviously I need to have used it myself. And you know, having said that, let me just interject a little pet peeve of mine. It kind of bugs me when a podcast or a blog does a so-called review of a program, and they talk about the price and the features, and they have an affiliate link for you to go and download it and buy it yourself. Then at the end, the guy says, "This looks like a pretty nice program. I haven't actually used it myself, but I probably will." Come on, don't make a recommendation, whether it's for or against a program, when you haven't even tried it out yourself. Okay, off my soapbox. So a lot of times I find myself installing software on my computer, and it might be a program where I don't really know for sure how well it will work. In fact, there's a chance that it won't work right at all, and it could mess up my computer. In fact, that's actually what happened when I had my very first hard drive crash. This was quite a few years ago, and it was before I was even doing any kind of computer repairs. I was actually installing a program from a disk that was purchased right off the shelf. So, you know, theoretically, it should have been a pretty safe installation, but it wasn't. That program ended up crashing Windows. I believe it was Windows 98 back then. That's how long ago it was. And I also lost all the data that was on the computer. Just complete disaster. And of course, I had no backup because that was before I understood the need for a backup. My point is, sometimes the unexpected happens when you're putting new software on your computer. So you want to make sure you have a good safety net if something goes wrong. Part of that is making sure you have all your stuff backed up. But there's another thing that you should always do before you install any new program. You should create a restore point. A restore point is something your computer creates. It's kind of like a snapshot of your computer that you can go back to if you need to. So that's why you want to take that snapshot, the restore point, before you install any suspicious or even unfamiliar software. So if something goes wrong with that new program, you can take the computer back to that point before the program was installed. That means if your computer starts doing crazy, stupid things on Wednesday, you could look at the restore points and take it back to Tuesday, or even earlier, if there are other restore points available earlier. To create a restore point in Windows 7, all you have to do is click the Start button, and then do a right-click on Computer and choose Properties. In the new window that pops up, click on System Protection. Then click the Create button, and just give this restore point a name. Usually I name the restore point after whatever software I'm about to install, so I know which one it is. Usually the computer will take, like, you know, less than a minute to complete the whole process. If you're using Windows 8, do a search on the phrase restore point, and in the search results, click on Create a Restore Point. From that point on, it's the same process as Windows 7. Just click the Create button and give it a meaningful name. Now, I have to say this also. What you don't want to do is get into the habit of doing stupid stuff with your computer and just think it'll always be fine because you set a restore point first. This is important. A restore point is not a backup. And by saying that, I'm not saying, look, a restore point is sort of a backup, but it's just not a good or complete one. No, I'm saying a restore point is not a backup. There's a huge difference. A backup means you have your files stored somewhere other than your computer. So if they get destroyed or lost on your computer, you can restore them from that other location. A restore point does not store your documents at all. In fact, that's one of the features of using a restore point. Some people are hesitant to take their computer back to an earlier date because they're afraid they might lose some of the documents that were created more recently than that date. But that won't happen because a restore point is not designed to have any effect on your documents, your pictures, your emails, you know, your personal files. So you don't have to worry about losing your personal files by going back to an earlier date. And the flip side of that is that you can't use a restore point to get back personal files that were deleted. So please don't think of a restore point as a backup because it's not. The way I think of creating a restore point is that it's just one more tool that I can use to potentially protect my computer. It's definitely a great thing to use, but it shouldn't be the only protection you have. And if you need help with setting a restore point or creating an automated backup process that safely stores all your files offsite every day so you never have to think about it, get in touch with me because I can help you with that. And before I sign off, I wanted to say to my friends up north who are going through some incredibly cold weather and heavy snow, I hope you're able to stay warm and keep the electricity on. I can't believe the way the record-setting cold temperatures have hit you guys so hard this past weekend. Here in Florida, we had a little bit of a cold snap as well, and it got all the way down to the 50s. I do remember living in Maine and dealing with those winters, and I sure don't miss that one bit at all. I guess the people living up north should really be pretty thankful for that global warming. I mean, without global warming, they'd be really cold. And on that note, I'll just say I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.